Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
These days, staying present in the moment is talked about in our media, books, and blogs. People are wanting to stay in the now and present and not worry about the past or future. Today, our guest, Lena Dicken, is here to discuss how her practice and company Saltwater Sessions help people incorporate mindfulness through surfing. Welcome, Lena, and how do you begin to introduce mindfulness to your clients?
Hi, Erica. Thank you. So mindfulness is really introduced in the beginning of each lesson. So as I mentioned, there are 8 lessons, and we teach, you know, basic mindfulness, what the principles of mindfulness are, and really that the practice of mindfulness is all about the actual practice. That's why they call it a practice. It's that you're bringing your attention back to the present moment, and you know, if you're in the present moment, you're able to really tune into what's going on with yourself. For someone struggling with addiction, you know, you're really able to change the course of what's going on, because you can realize that maybe right in the moment you are craving something, but if you stay in that moment and you just breathe and, you know, pay attention to what's going on in your body, it's very likely that that craving will actually go away quite soon.
And subside.
So that's how the practice of mindfulness comes in. And so, you know, because mindfulness literally changes your brain, it changes your neural pathways, you know, you're able to conquer addiction through repeated practice of addiction, repeated practice of mindfulness.
Right. It creates new pathways. Right. How would you approach somebody who has never heard of mindfulness and doesn't really know how to begin incorporating that? Do you do that by holding a thought, or mindfulness eating, or walking, or how does that approach
begin? Yeah, there are different techniques that you can use. Really, the most basic way to think about mindfulness is paying attention to the present moment without judgment. And so, you know, the without judgment is the biggest part, because, you know, if you think about the positive thinking movement, you know, you might be having negative thoughts. You might say, oh, I should be thinking more positively about things. And then you try, but you can't. And so you automatically sort of turn into this negative judge of yourself, and you say like, oh, I'm terrible at this. I can't do this. And so just getting outside and creating space between what's actually going on and noticing that, oh, look at that, look at what I do here.
So it's really positive self-talk versus the negative self-talk.
Yeah, and beginning to realize sort of how your mind works, as opposed to being so stuck in it. I sometimes describe meditation like the difference between being in a soap opera, in a drama, and watching it on TV. You know, you're able to just step outside a little bit and see what's going on and say, huh, like, look at that. It literally just gives more space.
Right. And so with your clients that are at treatment centers and are just kind of beginning to create a new identity for themselves through living healthy and learning all these new tools, what do you find is the most challenging, or the fears that come up?
I mean, a lot of people have fears of the water, you know, just whether it's sharks, or whether it's, you know, am I going to be good at this, or am I going to look stupid in front of my friends? And really, you know, once people get on a surfboard and start catching waves, it's like generally all the fears just sort of dissipate, and people really get into the present moment. That's sort of where the magic of the program happens, because we're not just going surfing and we're not just going doing mindfulness. It's a combination of both of them. And, you know, mindfulness, you know, is something that can be taught and something that can be practiced. And then in the water, you're sort of forced to be in the moment in a good way. You know, when you're on a wave, it's really hard to be thinking about, you know, all of your problems. Which is, you know, why it's sort of a fun way to get people to think about addiction and recovery differently.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that combining the physical, emotional, spiritual, mental is a way to go for everybody, whether it be through surfing or running or walking or whatever it may be?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely believe in the integration of, you know, mind, body, spirit. I think that, you know, if our bodies are healthy, if our minds are healthy, we're just going to be able to meet life challenges with more tools and just, you know, better equipped to get through things, because nobody's life is perfect. Nobody, you know, has zero problems. So the more we can sort of strengthen the mind, strengthen the body, help, you know, facilitate positive emotions, you know, the better you are.
And do you find that people pick up on this pretty quick on how to understand mindfulness and start incorporating it? Or is it a different, like, challenging for different people?
Most people, I would say, you know, at the beginning, it's quite hard because I've actually been told that we have 80,000 thoughts a day, which is quite surprising, but actually not. If you think about the fact that from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, your brain, you know, is working, it's going.
Right.
And so just sort of the awareness that all of those thoughts are just thoughts and not, you know, part of who we are. You know, after just a couple days of practice, you know, there's neurological changes in the brain, that start happening. And again, creating this space between what's going on and your reactions to them. So even if it's just like, you know, you practice mindfulness on day one, and then maybe throughout the week, you have a moment or two of awareness about what's going on in a different way than you did before. That's generally how I see this happening with people. And because the program is 8 weeks long, it gives people really ample time to practice and really start getting what we're doing.
Yeah, it's like building a muscle like any other muscle, just kind of getting used
to
being aware of your thought and then how you're going to approach it, how you're going to react, and if you could change it from a negative to a positive. It sounds like it's just going to help in so many different areas of someone's lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you think that other people that aren't necessarily dealing with addiction can find, like, you know, the benefits of surfing and mindfulness?
Oh, definitely. A lot of people have this desire to surf, whether or not they've just seen it in movies or whether or not they have friends that surf. It's one of those things that seems to have this universal appeal. So definitely a lot of people can benefit just from surfing. There's something in the surfing world called surf stoke, which is just this this feeling that you get after you surf. And, it's, you know, of course it has to do with the rush of chemicals, oxytocin, endorphins, dopamine that you get in any exercise. But being in the water is actually recently been shown to be even more beneficial than just regular exercise or just being outdoors. There's research coming out of the UK right now that shows that being in or near water is actually the most beneficial to your well-being.
Wow.
So just that in itself, you know, just being in the water is so special. And then adding the aspect of mindfulness to it, it's, you know, sort of a double whammy.
This is such a healing approach for people to overcome or get through an addiction and just through any negative things that may be going on in their life. So can you tell us where people can find you quick?
They can find me at swsessions.com or by Googling Saltwater Sessions.
Thank you, Lena, so much for being our guest on the show. This is Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for listening and be well.